Legal Tuesday with Joe Stanley, the morning mess on demand at 95X.com.
Syracuse, rock alternative, 95X, Weezer, and feels like summer. It definitely still feels like summer. Summer is back here in September. 84 degrees for the high today. It was 84 yesterday. And from now until Monday, it looks like every day in the mid-80s with nothing but sunshine. So enjoy it, because things can drastically change, as we all know. Joe Stanley is here. This segment being brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go it alone. You can contact Joe. We do Legal Tuesday and the Morning Mess every Tuesday at this time. So now is the time to contact Joe with the question. If you want to remain anonymous and not use your name, that's fine. 315-421-9595. And the text line is 315-629-9570. Again, brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, how can I reach you at the Stanley Law Office if need be?
Sure. Go to stanleylawoffices.com. My email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com. And the phone number is 1-800-608-3333.
Joe was just telling me off the air that he went down to the Bahamas last week.
To check on everything?
And luckily, no damage really in the Bahamas.
Wow, okay,
so that
good.
Was good to know.
Yeah, we were worried about
But he said he was watching Miami television stations and that's all they talked about, coverage, right?
They had 24-7 coverage. That's all you got to watch was the 24-7 Irma coverage. And so that's all that was on.
And he was saying that his brother lives down just outside of Jacksonville, you said?
Yeah, no, outside of West Palm.
Okay, and he just got power back. Can you imagine, though?
Being without power that long? No, I can't.
And like Joe made a good point, though, like in Miami, I mean, if there's no power, there's no traffic.
Yeah, everything's more dangerous.
It's like a free-for-all. It's crazy.
The grocery stores don't have power unless they had generators. They were showing the traffic. in Miami. It was hysterical because there were accidents and people complaining about, you know, that somebody had the right of way. And it was funny. They had one guy.
Yeah, how do you sort that all out?
It was funny. They had one guy claiming it was somebody else's fault. And it was just, you know, it's one of those things that people need to take it easy and watch where you're going. And of course, no, that doesn't happen because people are still in a hurry. And you know, the thing in Florida, there's no mandatory insurance. So there's people driving around there that don't really care.
Yeah, so it's crazy. Did you know that today was National Talk Like a Pirate Day?
I didn't.
Arr!
So if you want, you can answer these questions in a pirate voice, but you don't have to. I'm just kidding.
Call them all scallywags.
Text line is 315-629-9570.
If you be breaking the law.
I know we got text coming in right now. Also, if you want to ask Joe a question on the air, give us a call, 315-421-9595.
My stepson is a guy that lives upstairs from him, and he drinks all the time and verbally harasses him, and he's called the police a few times, and they say they can't do anything, and if he calls them again, he'll be arrested. He even yelled at my wife, is there anything he can do?
Well, move. I mean, that would be the first.
Yeah.
I'm assuming this is a rental. I would write your landlord a letter saying the property is uninhabitable. You have a tenant who is not, you know, presumably he's violating the terms of the lease with the landlord, and say, listen, I'm not going to pay my rent or I'm leaving because this place is uninhabitable. I've called the police. They won't do anything. He won't do anything. And document those things. I mean, that's really all you can do. Don't use any, you know, that's not a situation where you want to do anything more, because A, you probably get yourself in trouble if you physically confront somebody in that situation. It's just not worth it.
I'll tell you what, that's a hard thing to do. I don't miss it at all. Living in apartment complexes with other neighbors, because people just...
Because you get one stinker and it just ruins your life.
Yeah. And they just
don't care.
People are just so...
Inconsiderate pieces of turd.
Exactly.
And that's a situation, and you can end up getting yourself into more trouble. Document your situation, put the burden on the landlord, and then start looking for another place.
My last 6-7 months living at our apartment, I felt myself slowly spiraling into insanity. I could see. It was going to happen. I told my husband, we need to move because I'm going to be in jail. I'm going to snap.
And
that's
a tough situation, because if you sign a year's lease and you got these neighbors who
are
just
unbearable. And then 4 months later,
and you try to get out and
move in upstairs.
It's got to be hard to get out of that lease.
Well, no,
right?
You have to document it. You have to document it. They already have police reports. You document it. You know, videotape the noise and whatever, and you put the landlord on notice. And any landlord who tries to sue, you know, that's a, if it's uninhabitable, and you know, you have to show it's uninhabitable, and the landlord's made no effort to correct the situation, I think you win that one. But it's still not a situation you want to get in where you're going to get in.
No, that's just a headache you don't need.
Right. A landlord will sue you anyways because, of course, how are they going to fill that spot when, when the guy upstairs is a problem?
Direct line to the Morning Mess studio to ask Joe Stanley a question is 315-421-9595. If you want to ask Joe a question, call us right now. Don't go alone. You can contact Joe. And Joe, once again, if people are listening and they have more time or feel, you know, more confident to call you at the office, how can they reach you?
Sure. The phone number is 1-800-608-3333, stanleylawoffices.com. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
I have to laugh at this one. Hey, Joe, have you ever had to defend someone from public defecation charges?
We
and
had
the
a story
only reason
earlier.
They're asking that is in our Dumb Criminals, there was a female jogger who was doing that and they can't catch her.
They've got her on
they've got
video.
Her on but they can't catch her in the act of doing it.
Pooing on the same front yard.
You don't have to answer that question. I think it was
actually,
a joke for you.
I think I've had, I've known people who have been charged with that, but they have taken they've taken care of it on their own. Closest I had is I had somebody who was intoxicated in a St. Patrick's Day event and bit somebody's ear after publicly.
I thought maybe you defended Marty when he took a leak on a bridge during the St. Patrick's parade.
I've never done such a thing. Joe, you know I would never do that.
Never.
Especially on St. Patrick's Day.
No.
Never happened.
Joe Stanley is here, and it's Legal Tuesday. Next question.
All right, this one's a bit long, and she wants to stay anonymous. I'm 37 weeks pregnant. I work for a fast food chain that I won't mention. They used to work me about 30 hours a week from 5 in the morning to 11 o'clock or 1 o'clock. I have to go to the doctor weekly now that I'm so far along. I've been scheduling my appointments for 2 o'clock or later, but work has suddenly decided I need to work 43 or more hours a week. And even though I tell them ahead of time the days and times of my appointments, they schedule me during those times and refuse me the time off. They've changed my hours and start and end times so that I'm there during regular business hours, so it's impossible to reschedule my appointments. I even brought a doctor's note for a 3-hour required test, and they refused me the time off. They've also decided I can only use the bathroom one time a shift. Is any of this legal?
Well, first of all, I don't know that they can restrict your ability to go to doctor's appointments. There's an easy solution to this, is that your doctor just put, you're at 37 weeks, New York State Disability covers you for pregnancy issues. I would have the doctor say, listen, under these circumstances, you're not able to work and take you out on disability. And so you collect at least your you collect your New York State disability.
And luckily, they've upped you from 30 hours to 43, so that disability is going to be more.
Right. And that I would do. Now, first of all, documenting some of those things are not permissible just per se. If you can't change your policies and procedures to knowingly harass someone who is pregnant. I mean, you just can't do that. If that is what they're doing, you can't do that. I mean, that's just logically, you can't do that. And it's inappropriate. What I think is that's one of these issues, is that you probably need to go to the higher management of that fast food chain and file a complaint, assuming you don't want to go back there to work. But that's one of those deals. You could file a complaint. You might even have legal recourse. I mean, you may very well. The question is, do you want to go through with it? But I'd start with getting your doctor to take you out on disability because you can't do it. And then deal with the harassment and those policies and procedures. If you can document them, you know, there are lawyers that handle those kind of situations if you want to go through with it.
Archie,
you can also file a complaint, though, with the Labor Department, New York State Labor Department. Also, just so you have a record. And there's a, you know, the human rights, there's also a, you know, there's a human rights commission that deals with those things, because that's a discriminatory thing also if they're doing it based on sex or your status. So there are things you can do. It's sad that someone would engage in that kind of behavior.
It's crazy. Joe Stanley is here. This segment brought to you by the Stanley Law Office. Legal Tuesday on the Morning Mess. We do it every Tuesday at this time. Great questions today. Thank you for the questions. And don't go alone. You can contact Joe. Joe, how can I reach you one more time at the Stanley Law Office?
Sure. StanleyLawOffices.com and 1-800-608-3333 is the phone number. And my email is joe@stanleylawoffices.com.
Have you ever seen the movie Princess Bride?
No.
Wow.
There's another
one. I'm shocked.
Wow, see? She was picking on me because I've never seen the movie The Princess Bride. I'm not a movie guy at all. like hardly any movies.
That name doesn't even ring a bell with me.
That's what I was thinking. I'm like, Princess who?
It's such a classic. Mm.
See?
What year is it from? 1964?
It's like from 89.
Yeah.
Late 80s, Fred Savage and the Grandfather. And
see, Joe, we got a lot in common.
Robin Wright's in it. Andre the Giant.
Andre the Giant, maybe I will watch
Andre
it.
Andre the Giant was in it. He's the giant in it.
Were you ever a wrestling fan, Joe Stanley?
He likes to rhyme.
No.
You never were a wrestling fan?
No.
Okay.
No.
I was going to tell you that Bobby the Brain Heenan passed away.
I saw that.
Okay.
I saw that.
So you recognize the name.
Yes, I do.
There you go. Well, Joe Stanley, thank you very much. We'll do it again next Tuesday, and have a good rest of the week.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy summer, because winter's not too far behind.
I know. I'm going to enjoy every day we have here, because it could be snowing next month.
Well, yeah.
Like, legit.
You're going to be enjoying your sleep whenever you get it.
So. Yes. Things have been good so far. Last night was a little rough, but that's the first night in the first 10 days, so we really can't complain.
We'll see how it goes.
The kid loves to sleep, but I think his pattern's starting to change already. So
just,
there you go.
Just in time for you.
Yes. Joe Stanley from the Stanley Law Office is the Morning Mess at 95.